Julia.
Julia.
Jay.
Jay.
All right. And so everybody at this table, y'all are all from Nashville, right?
No, or, no? She's not. She's from New Orleans.
Okay. Are you just out visiting? Okay. But you're from Nashville today, right?
Yes.
All right. And how about you guys?
Yeah, we live in Nashville.
Yeah, and you said you obviously have seen the project online
right,
already.
At the Creative Mornings.
Oh, right.
And I didn't get a chance to do it then, so I wanted to.
So did you use the website and know that we were here and come down?
Yeah.
I like to hear that. We spent a lot of time putting that together.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about public art as it is in Nashville? Like, how does it relate to your life?
Well, we just moved back here in January.
Where were you guys?
We were living in New Orleans for and before that we were living in Athens, Georgia.
Okay. It's okay, you can talk about Nashville or just public art in general, because I think it's kind of the same.
Since we've moved here, I guess it hasn't really been a huge part of our life. I mean, it's always nice when it is, but I don't know, that's why I liked this project when I saw it, and then I started looking into it more, and it seemed really interesting to get everybody involved.
Yeah.
And then I saw some of the other stuff that I guess y'all painted a mural on the side of, for the Pie Town mural or something like that.
Pie Town, yeah.
So, I mean, I like public art projects, especially one like this where it's, you know, like I said, it's for everybody.
Sure. Without putting words in your mouth, if public art's not really a big part of your life now, what would you change to, so that it would be interesting or feel like it could be part of your life?
I think things like this are great because it builds a community.
Okay.
Like, you know, bringing people together to make something that's so common, like a self-portrait.
Yeah.
And being new, I think it's a great way to talk to people in Nashville and get to know, like, people from different walks
places.
Of life.
Yeah. Because you guys are sharing, like, y'all can start telling some New Orleans stories. Now,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, just more stuff like this. I mean, I would like to have public art be a bigger part of my life, you know?
Yeah.
I want to go see the Lonnie Hawley piece. It's not that I'm not interested in it.
I think that one of the questions, because when we started this project, we had an idea of how we thought maybe we could make this art be a part of people's lives, but I think it's always good to not to be so self-important to think that we have the answer.
Right, yeah.
That's why I'm asking people, you know, what can we do better? Or even if it's not us, what could the next guy or lady do to make
it? I mean, I like that this project isn't, you know, targeting one group, or you're going, I mean, you, like you said, you did the portraits with the police officers. I mean, you're going around and you're getting everybody that you can involved.
Yeah.
So there is a true community feel. It's not, it's not contrived in any way.
It's not like a cross section. It's like everybody.
Yeah. I mean, for me, one of the harder parts is to convince some, you know, I'm always trying to figure out how, because there's the people who want to do it, and then there's the people who don't think that they can for some reason.
Right.
I'm always trying to think, how could I make, or not make it, but how could I have do something in such a way so that they'd want to participate, because I truly do want everybody to do that. I should ask you guys, like, how do you think I could get people who are on the fence doing this project to do it? Because there are, you know, for everybody that does it, there's a bunch of people who just walk by because for whatever reason they don't have time or they don't want to make art. But I want to see, I think once you get to making it, you have fun, right?
Yeah, it is fun.
But should I give $5 away to everybody?
A glass of wine.
Glass
of wine.
Nice drinks and no kids.
No kids for the kids.
And child care.
There you go. That'll work. Everybody will stop. All nationalities.
You guys have any other thoughts on this?
More of this.
More of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say that again.
But that's been fun. I'm looking at his, and his looks just like him.
It really does.
It does. Really, I mean, does. For you to sit
and
there,
I, and do. And I, when I sat down, I was having anxiety that I could even do anything.
Yeah,
it looks just like it. You. I'm an Edith killer.
But I think so when you sit down, I think everybody's like, oh, I don't know how
to draw. I don't know what I'm doing.
But can we agree that there are four I'm having funs now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even you were like, you said, I'm not an artist, and she's tearing it up over here.
What is the things called?
I love that. It's a little bit Paul Klee.
Yeah.
It's part.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, you keep the cartoon with the...
It's nice when you're the angelic arms.
You were at the Creative Mornings.
They're yellow.
Have a job in the arts?
Yeah, I work in the music business.
Okay.
Booking and management.
Okay. And I'm a photographer.
Right on.
But I work at a Montessori school right now.
Okay. A Ventra or?
At Montessori East.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, welcome back to town. Welcome to town.
Thank you.
Anybody got some closing thoughts? All right. That's cool. So this is Bryce, and we're back. And who am I speaking to?